you can produce a sweat until there is no need for one. You can do the same with rain or snow. You are not a Christian Scientist until you do control the weather. I cannot produce sickness. I experimented one time. A student went into another room, and I argued sickness for him as hard as I could. He said he kept feeling better and better. Then he argued for me, and I began to feel pain right away. I am working now to overcome sin and not feel others' thoughts. You can see by the above, I cannot be a malpractitioner. I feel others' thoughts mentally, but I am trying to work out of that. I do not want to feel them. December 27, 1903. My brother George was not a religious man, but it troubled my father, who was religious. When George was on his dying bed, my father asked him to accept Christ. George said, during the intervals of labored breathing, "I have always done as near right as I knew how. The rest I leave with God." George awakened in heaven, and my father awakened, disappointed after passing on. December 28, 1903. Now stop the negations in treating and hold to the truth. If you have disease in your thought, you will transmit it. You say your patient is healed, but he is not if you are holding disease in thought, and it will appear in some other form. You do not want to hold with the witness, but against. Jesus read the minds of his students. He saw their sins, but did not believe it was their mind, and this did the healing. January 2, 1904. I never knew anything about relapse until I had a student who was a malpractitioner. Look at the weather, how it snows and stops, snows and stops. Relapse. What is the belief in earth currents, astrals, and planetary effects? Polarity. Theosophy. The belief is that they work through nerves, nerve centers. What are nerves? Mortal mind. And there is no mortal mind. When you yield to weather as having power, dominion, you yield to nerves. When you yield to nerves, you yield to mortal mind, hypnotism. Then you cannot heal. Now have the faith of a little child and prove your dominion over all. A little child will say, "My mama can do so and so." Love is the remedy. And what is love? It is giving, not getting. Love gives. Students who are getting from the book Science and Health and from me, when they are put to the test, are wanting. Why? Because they have taken it of me instead of God. Now what I have given, take in usury. Use it, and more will be given. Like the one who had a talent given him and did not use it, lost it. But to the one who did make use of it, more was given. Unto every one that hath shall be given, and he shall have abundance. But unto him that hath not shall be taken away that which he hath. January 3, 1904. I love. What do you love? I don't know. I love. Do you love all? Yes. All or nothing. How have I gained what I have? By being honest, being faithful over a few things. And I will make you ruler over many. Then enter thou into the joy of thy Lord. These are the steps. Lida, God loves you. He loves you much. He loves you dearly. You have suffered affliction. Whom the Lord loveth, he chasteneth. Now you return that love by giving out to others, bringing rest and peace to the world and yourself. January 5th, 1904. The wrath of man shall be made to praise God. Malpractice is the wrath of man, and it is being made to praise God by driving you out of the tenement, belief in body. If it doesn't drive you out, it will kill you in it. The negation will not do the work, i.e., arguing no disease, etc. It is the truth that does the work, standing on the right side, keeping the two commandments, having no other gods before me, and there is no life, truth, intelligence, nor substance in matter. The moment you are pleasant with or in error, that moment you can do nothing with it. There must be authority. It is not seeking, but striving that enables us to conquer. January 8, 1904. Jesus said, "Watch and pray." The watching comes first. You must watch, see the enemy before it comes and strikes. Destroy before it approaches. One present said, "God will raise up someone who will be faithful, as John was at the cross." Answer. How do you know? Look within and see who that one should be. Is it opium, ether, etc., that would cause you to suggest it should be someone else? January 12, 1904. Is anyone sick? No. Would you tell your patient he is sick? No. Am I suffering from other people's sins or my own? No. Would you tell your patient there is sin? No. Was Jesus crucified? Yes, according to belief. Did Jesus die? Belief said he did. But belief is a lie. Is there death any more than sickness? No. Now go and prove it. You cannot be made to believe you cannot heal. You do heal. There are a few laws to be broken. Then we will be free. January 17th, 1904. Learn what watching means. Nothing material belongs to spirit. All materiality must be given up to get into heaven. There is no other way. You cannot take any of it with you. I have watched all these years for you and the world. Do you think anyone else in the world would have done as I have? Held on through everything and not given up? I left everything. Father. Mother had gone. Brother. Relatives. Everything. And because I held to this, my relatives would not speak to me. Said I had disgraced them. Would ride along in their carriage and I would be on the sidewalk and they would not speak to me. All these have I given up, and I work on without a cent for it except from books, although I always advocate the laborer is worthy of his hire. Now you watch. Be always on duty, on guard. If we were to pass on right now in this room, we would waken right here, and nothing would be changed any more than you see it now. January 23, 1904. All is mind. If you do not heal, it is because you have not reached the realization in your treatment or reversal. Science and Health, 412, 16-18, and 22-23. To prevent disease or to cure it, the power of the Divine Spirit must break this dream of the material senses. Conform the argument so as to destroy the evidence of disease. Also 417, 16, and 17. When you silence the witness against your plea, you destroy the evidence, for the disease disappears. January 29, 1904. Is it necessary that one eat and sleep? No. Then do not talk about eating and sleeping being a normal condition. Know that we depend upon God for everything, and then the emerging gently will take care of itself. Leave that with God. A musician would not call a discord a chord one time any more than another. Neither must we mix spirit and matter. What is this body you see? A belief of mortal mind. Are there any clouds? No. Any weather? No. Atmosphere? No. Simply beliefs. Then haven't you dominion over the weather and clouds, beliefs, as you have over the body? Yes. Now prove it. Wrongs are done to me, and yet I turn right around and do them a kindness. Not because I intend to do so, but I cannot help it. Do it without thinking. January 31st, 1904. I used to heal with a word. I have seen a man yellow because of disease, and the next moment I looked at him, his color was right, was healed. I know no more how it was done than a baby. Only it was done every time. I never failed. Almost always in one treatment, never more than three. Now God is showing me how, and I am showing you. All we have to do is one thing. Keep the first commandment. Thou shalt have no other gods before, beside me, infinite mind, and that is infinite love. There is no evil mind that sweeps away error. There is no infinite mind good. Infinity is all. There is no other intelligence, life, or love. Now work out your problem from this standpoint. If we do not keep the first, we cannot keep the second, to love one another. If ye love not man, your brother, whom ye have seen, how can you love God, whom you have not seen? You only love God as far as you love man. February 8, 1904. When I say you are not doing a thing, and you contradict, you say you are, when there is no manifestation of it, you think you are, but belief is talking the louder, and the patient feels the belief instead of the truth, and feels worse. You go right on arguing as fast as you can, and think you are doing something. The way to do at such time is to turn from the mesmerism to God, knowing He is all, and there is nothing else. The above described condition of mesmerism is lack of faith in your treatment and in what I tell you. Know that the treatment is with power, for all power is God. February 16, 1904. The Bible would seem to contradict itself, but it does not when you know what it means. Answer not a fool according to his folly. Answer a fool according to his folly. They say my book, Science and Health, contradicts itself, but it does not when you understand it. The Bible says, honor thy father and thy mother, that thy days may be long, etc. Then it says, Luke 14:26, if any man come to me and hate not his father and mother and wife and children and brethren and sisters, yea, and his own life also, he cannot be my disciple. This would look like a direct contradiction of the words just quoted, but is not. After we have honored our father and mother, then comes the next step, forsaking the flesh for Christ. We must be Christian Scientists and do as we say we believe, or else be hypocrites. We say spirit is all, and then when we have to take our choice between spirit and the flesh, we cry, the flesh, the flesh. God is coming very near to us, is making demands upon us. Mr. Fry made his choice 21 years ago and since then has been having his experiences, and if he should pass now, would wake into glorified being. Those who choose the flesh will yet have all the experiences to go through. What is the result of forsaking all for spirit? Dominion over the earth. February 20th, 1904. God is love, and love is infinite. Realize this, and you are safe from harm. Nothing can touch you. February 21st, 1904. God is testing us. Jesus illustrated by the parable about the owner, etc. The servant said, my Lord delayeth his coming. Let us eat, drink, and be merry, etc. I pray that my faith may be strengthened by this testing. February 22nd, 1904. In the year 2100, I think will be the end. Then Christian Scientists will have held crime in check, as the book Science and Health says. At that time, either the world will be saved through universal salvation, or those who now are working against us will burn up, as the physical scientists say the world will be burned up, by volcanic action. We know what we call volcanic action is mortal mind destroying itself. All must learn they cannot sin and escape punishment as they think they can. Those who have worked against this cause and those who are then doing so will all be burned together. Those who work out now will be saved. The others will be hundreds of years. All the woes Jeremiah predicted will come to pass. God is making demands upon us. Do not mention this prophecy. Do not let self-justification cloud over the principle of right doing. February 24, 1904. Do we work against error, but feel the love that dissolves it? February 26, 1904. If you can do a thing right once, you can every time. Honesty and sincerity God cares for. When I was doing the healing, I went right along performing the remarkable cures, but I eventually had to overcome the latent fear altogether, and God has called me to do that. When that is accomplished, I will perform those miracles again and will not have the suffering to go through again. Have God in your thought and no devil. You and all must have some belief of a devil, or the works would show all God. February 27, 1904. Repeated through Mrs. L. Disease is not in matter. It is a dream. It is in thought. You do not tabernacle in the body, but in mind, spirit. Action is harmonious and governs all things harmoniously until you know it through harmonious action. There is no body, and you know it. February 15, 1907. Not arrange things and then go to God, but go to God first. Then follow the reading of Luke 24, 1-16 about the resurrection. These things are occurring again. My words seem as idle tales to you, but I speak truth. February 17, 1907. There are no lies. All is mind and governs. What is matter? Nothing. Mortal mind is matter. It cannot talk. Then hold to mind, and the rest will take care of itself. The rest is nothing. This material is all nothing. Life is divine, immortal, and there is no other life. That is all the life there is, and is ours.